We're in the middle of Torah Lamed Dalid in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. We're up to the last paragraph of this chapter on Likutei Moran. We'll give a short synopsis of what the Torah is about as being the center of Kiddusha within a Jew. And in the heart, there is a certain Ahavo Hagdoisha, a certain Nekuda, a Pintala of holiness. And that holiness has a love for Hashem, a love for the Torah. It's the center of emuna inside the person, faith. It's the bechinas tzaddik inside each and every single Jew. That's in the heart. However, there is a bechina of cherpa shavra libi. There are ahavois rois, there are taivois rois in this world, evil desires, wrong types of desires, which cover up and break the heart and do harm to that nekuda, that ahavo akdoisha. Then Rabbi Nizal spoke about the greatness of the tzaddik, that the tzaddik has memshala, rulership, and his main strength, the main koyach of the tzaddik is lohoir ulehisoirer libam lavoides Hashem yisborach, to shine light and to arouse and awaken the hearts, to shine light into and to arouse and awaken the hearts of Bnei Yisrael. And Rabbi Nizal said that this power of the tzaddik isn't only found in the tzaddik, it's found especially in the tzaddik, but it's also found in every single Jew, because every single Jew has a bechina of tzaddik, v'yamech kulam tzaddikim. And Rabbi Nizal said that this memshola, this nekud of tzaddik, is compared to the vowel in the Hebrew alphabet that's called malupum. Malupum means mole pum. Mole pum means his mouth is full. And this refers to the ability of a tzaddik, and also to a lesser degree, every single Jew, to fill their mouth with elikus, with heavenliness, where the mouth is filled with heavenliness, with words of tefillah, words of Torah, and that leads to shefa. The whole concept of Hashem sending to a person anything that that person needs, or anything that that family needs, or anything that that community needs, or anything that the whole Klal Yisrael needs, is based on the Shlemus Haper. Rabbi Nizal quotes the pasuk Harchev Picho Va'amalehu, that to the extent that a person is successful in widening the mouth, in Shlemus Haper, to that degree Hashem is Malehu, Hashem fills it. Then he went on to show how each and every single Jew has a Bechin of Tzaddik, and that Bechin of Tzaddik means, number one, the goodness inside the Jew, but not only the goodness, but rather the distinct goodness that this Jew has that nobody else has. And Rabbi Nizal brought proof from the Gemara that you could even have a tzaddik and a lesser tzaddik, and the lesser tzaddik has something that the tzaddik doesn't have. The case of Abba Umna and Rava, where the Gemara says, Hashem said that there are certain things that Abba Umna can do that you can't, even though he was clearly a person on a lower madrega. Then Rabbi Nizal went on to give different... He said that this koyach that the tzaddik has, this shleimus haper, comes from Chochmo and Bina. And he brought psukim to show by Yosef HaTzadik that it says, Achrei hoidiach oischo es kol zois, ein novam v'chochom kamoicho, that after Hashem has revealed to you everything that you know, in other words, Hashem has given you your power to be the financial minister of Egypt. He was the one that all shefa of the world went through his hands, Yosef HaTzadik at the time, because ein chochom v'novam kamoicho, because you have shleimus of chochmo and bina. Because it seems that the tzaddik, not it seems, Rabbi Nizal says clearly that the tzaddik must possess chochmo and bina in order to have that malchus, in order to have that memshola with which he's able, his koyach hatfila is so effective, etc., etc. Rabbi Nizal gave different examples of how this malupum appears. Number one, in the tzaddik. Number two, in the Torah. Number three, in the world. And then Rabbi Nizal said that within each and every single Jew, the two parts of the body, the mouth and the heart, also represent this malupum. The mouth represents the dat, pi yedaber chochmois, and chochmois a yud, which is a dat and a kuda, vehegois libi tevunois, and the lev represents the vav. The pasuk says, kosvam al luach libecha, the heart is compared to tablets, the luchais. And the Gemara says that the luchais were 6x6, vav al vav. So that in each and every single Jew, when a Jew succeeds in making the connection between the mouth and the heart properly, so that the words of tefillah aren't just lip service, but it's a combination of the heart and mouth working together, And so too in terms of Torah, if a person is careful to speak and then learning to speak the words with their mouth so that the words go into the heart, those connections between the mouth and the heart, that creates this malupum effect inside of every single Jew, and that makes a tikkun for the cherpois, the ahavois rois, the taivois rois that are in the heart. That fixes up the taivois rois that are in the heart, it cleans them out, and it makes the nekuda that's inside that Jew's heart shine really brightly. And Rav Elazar said, you should know that this malupum comes, as we said, in three different ways. It could come either from the tzaddik, or it could come from a fellow Jew, or it could come from the person himself. It could come from any one of those three places. And this is what Rav Elazar started the Torah with, that a person has to know, if a Jew knows which one of the three to draw from at any particular time, then that Jew will never have a problem. Because no matter what situation a Jew is ever put in, it's always possible to rescue himself through one of these three ropes. Either the best rope is the tzaddik, whenever the tzaddik's available, to grab onto him and to draw from him this malupum, this oir that we're speaking about here. Or second option is from any fellow Jew to draw this malupum effect. And number three is the person himself can generate this malupum effect with his own mouth and heart. And that's how the person removes the cherpois, the avois rois, all the schmutz in the heart, and the person is zecher that the nekuda inside their heart should shine properly. This was basically the points that Rabbeinu Zal made in this Torah Likud Imran. Now Rabbeinu Zal summarizes this and shows how this is all found in a pasuk in Chumash. When Hashem gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem said, "V'atem tihiyuli mamleches koyanim." We're in our Likud Imran, it's page 112, the left-hand column, almost the middle of the page. The right-hand column. V'ze pirish v'atem tiyuli mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh elad vorama shetadabel b'nei Yisrael. This is what the pasuk says. Hashem says that the Jews should be to me a kingdom of priests, of koyanim, v'goy kodosh, and the Jews should be a holy nation. Elad vorama shetadabel b'nei Yisrael. And Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, these are the words that you should speak to the Jewish people. Now Rabbeinu Zal explains, v'atem tiyuli mamleches koyanim, Hainu bechinas ahavu akdoisha. Koyhein symbolizes ahavu dikdusha. Rabbeinu Zal mentioned this earlier. He said that ahavu and chesed are synonymous. Shviras kli chesed, which is the ahavu akdoisha. We mentioned this before, that there are certain psukim that show the connection between ahavu and chesed, that those two are one and the same. And we know that Kohen is always symbolic of Chesed. Kohen is Chesed, Levi is Gevura, Yisroel is Teferis. So when Hashem refers to the Jews as a nation of Kohanim, he's referring to this Avo HaKadosha that's found in every Jew. The Goy Kodosh, a holy nation, Hainu Kodesh Shehu Bechinas Nekuda, V'Vov Hu Bechinas Lev Kanal. The Zohar HaKadosh says that there's two words that are used in the Torah, the word kodesh and the word kodosh. Kodesh refers to chachma. Kodesh refers to chachma, which is the yud. Kodosh is the same letters as kodesh, the kuf dalachin, plus a vav. Kodosh represents that additional vav. That, just like we said, v'yodato hayoyim v'ashevoy selavavecho, that there's a concept of a Jew taking seichel into the brain, that's step one. Anytime a person learns something, the first thing is getting it inside the brain, and then there's a whole second, much more important function is to transmit what's in the brain to the heart. The heart is where the Shnei Yitzrim are found. The heart is where the battle takes place, the Melchemes HaYetzer. Between Toiv and Ra, that's in the heart. Lev Chocham liyamin, Lev Ksil lismoil. So it's a matter of being mamshich, the chochma from the brain into the heart. That's represented by the letter Vov. We learned earlier that the letter Yud represents a mayan, a little stream, a pool that's generally round, shaped like a Yud in a sense. And to take that pool and draw a tzinor from it, draw a hamshacha from it into the heart, that's the vav. The vav represents stretching that yud and drawing it down into the heart. So that's kodosh. V'atem tiulim amleches koyanim v'goy kodosh. Kodosh means haynu kodesh hu b'chinas nekuda v'vov hu b'chinas alev kanal. Haynu, which means, I'm sorry, al yidei ma tovoy lebechinas ahavo ulebechinas kodesh vov. How can a Jew achieve this mamleches koyanim? Number one, to have his malchus, Yisrael mamshalosav, we learned earlier, that each and every Jew has a memshala. How does he make his memshala shine with that oyer ho ahavo digdusha? And to achieve that kodosh effect, the yud and the vav, the malupum, the answer is through Eile Hadvorim Asher Tedaber El Bnei Yisrael. In these words, Eile Hadvorim Asher Tedaber El Bnei Yisrael is found the whole Seder that Rabbi Nezal described in this Torah. Ki Moshe hu nekuda klolios neshamos Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the super tzaddik, who represents the nekuda klolios of all the neshamos of Klal Yisrael. He represents the toiv, the combination of all the toiv, all the ahavo hakdosha of all 600,000 neshamos. Shebitchilo tzrichen hakoyel lekabel mehanekuda klolios. The first step is, step one is, that everybody must receive from him, from the nekuda klolios. V'acharkach tzorech kol echod v'echod lohoyer b'chaveiroi mehanekuda sheyesh boi. Then, once the Jews have received, each and every one of them has received from the tzaddik, that's not enough. Then they each have to trade with each other. They have to chazer over, review together, as we mentioned in the last year, what they learned from the Rebbe. That's the next step. Each one should shine into the other one that which he received, which the other one didn't. Sometimes in a shir, one person hears the first part better, he falls asleep for the second half, or loses perfect concentration for the second half, and the other one is the reverse. And it's only by both of them getting together that each one gets what they were missing. And that's on a baby level. It could be even on different nekudas. One is more sensitive to this item, the other one's more sensitive to that. And if each one simply learns from the rabbi alone, each one is left with what he alone is able to draw, and he won't get that extra benefit which the rabbi can't give him directly. He can only get it from that other fellow friend. Next, v'gam yuchal lohoyer minei ubei mehanekuda sheboi. And also, once the person has received from the tzaddik, then it becomes possible for him through his own Torah and tefillah that there should be a light that shines minei ubei, that he himself is able to reactivate and reinitialize this charge, this light that he received, this haora that he received from the tzaddik, even when the tzaddik's not there. By his reviewing it himself, he can turn himself on once he received that initial light from the tzaddik. Shehu pi yedaber chochmois, to shine that light that's called pi yedaber chochmois, which is the yud, lahavob, shehu bechinas vehegois libi tevunois, into the lave, into the heart. The Oz Nikra Goy Kodosh. And then the Jew achieves this title of Kodosh, a nation of Kodosh, which is Kodosh plus Hainu Kodosh Vov. Shehanekuda Meir Lahavov. The Yud shines into the Vov, the Malupum, the Yud and the Vov effect. Vaidezev Atem Tiuli Mamleches Koyanim. And then the Yidna Zoicha to be this kingdom of Koyhein, of Chesed, of Ahavo Akdosha. Hainu Ahavo Akdosha. Because when a Jew will be zoicha to receive from all three sources, both what the person is able to give himself, when a Jew says Tehillim, and they say it with their mouth, and they say the words, and their heart hears the words that they're saying, or in a Jew's own hispoidedus, or in a Jew's own learning, and when a Jew listens to what a friend tells them, Hein me'anakuda klolius, and when a Jew is to receive from the tzaddik, sheshom etzel kol hanekudois shoyra ahavo agdoisho hanikro koyhein, where each one of these nekudois has the concept of koyhein wrapped up inside of it. K'mayshakosu, as the pasuk says, hineni noisein loy es brisi sholoim. Hashem said to Pinchas, the koyhein, that I'm going to give him my bris sholoim. Vahanekuda hu bris sholoim. And the nekuda, this nekuda, is called bris sholoim. Kamashakosu be'etz chayim, as is written in the Kisvei Arizal, sheho'oir ha'chesed nishar b'yesoid atzilus. That the light of chesed, when the chesed fell, when the ahava became pogum, as we learned in the previous shir, it fell into the yesoid of atzilus. Yesoid is always bris shalom. That's where the ahava hakdosh is found. It's found by the bris shalom. Who has the bris shalom? The tzaddik has it on the highest level. Each Jew has it. His fellow Jew has it. And he himself has it. Now Rabbein Azal adds an additional piece of information. When a Jew speaks to their fellow Jew about religion, about fear of Hashem, about serving Hashem, mekabel hanekuda shebelev chaveroi beli levush, then they're receiving this holy light that their friend has without any cover. They're receiving it directly, full blast. Ulefomim mekabel hanekuda mechaveroi al yedei dvorim acherim shemesaperimoi. But that's not the only way to get it. You could even get this nekuda hakdoisha from a fellow Jew, even when you're speaking to him about other things, non-yirashamayim. Ki yesh lefomim sheyecholim lekabel oir v'hisoireru slavoidas Hashem Yisborach mehanekuda shel chaveroi al yedei sichas chulin shemedabrin imoi. Don't think that if you're speaking to another religious Jew and you're not speaking about religion, your words, it's a waste of time, it's baloney, it's treif. Rabbein Azal says here that when Jews converse with each other, friends, again, assuming they're not speaking treif, assuming they're not talking Lashon Hara, Nivel Peh, anything that's against the Torah, then if they're speaking about frumkeit, if they're speaking about actual religious topics, then each one is giving to the other one a light without any cover. But even when they're not speaking about religion, this holy light is being transmitted. But v'oz mekablin oir halanakudo al yedei hislapshus. However, it's wrapped up. It's in gift wrapping. It's in a cover. Ki lefa'omim tzricho hanakudo lehislabesh. Because there are times when this nakuda cannot be transmitted directly. It's not the proper time for it to be given that way. It must be given over in this covered form. And the person still receives from that nekuda. Just as the Gemara stresses that when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, Sichas Chulin Shel Talmid Chachamim, Tzrichen Limud, that if a person is talking to a Tzaddik or a Talmud Chacham, and the Talmud Chacham isn't speaking Divrei Torah, the person shouldn't say, sorry, I have no time for you, I have to go learn, because the person's silly. The person doesn't know that when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says, you should know that even his Sichas Chulin is filled with Torah. Sometimes you don't see it on the surface, it looks like Sichas Chulin, but because he is so soaked with Torah, because he's just one big package of light, even when he's speaking Sichas Chulin, it simply means it's the same light, but it's gift-wrapped. It's covered up, because could be he understands that you're not on a level to hear 24 hours a day Torah. He knows if he does that to you, he'll blow you away. You'll be blown to bits from it. So therefore, the tzaddik knows how to use his wisdom to know when to give shiurim, when to speak actual divrei Torah, and when he has to speak to a person seemingly on a lighter level, tells the person stories sometimes, and in the stories there's messages, or sometimes he'll speak to the person seemingly about stam items in life, and still, he's transmitting this nekuda hakdoisha, but with a lavush. That's by a tzaddik. Rabbein Azal says, hey, you should know that this even takes place by ordinary Jews. So if a Jew, if another Jew wants to speak to you, if they're stam speaking total baloney, then it could be that it's not plugged into this. Or it's so wrapped up that maybe a person should look for something with less wrapping on it. But we're talking about normal religious Jews who can't always be discussing Torah. It's impossible. By such people, even when they're not discussing Torah, Rabbein Azal says they should know that each one is giving to the other one an oyer hakdoisha, but it's just that it's coming with a hislapshus. And to know that that's a tremendous benefit, and it's something that a person must have to achieve shleimus. In this Torah Likutei Moran, Rabbein Azal is painting a picture of what's a total Jew. And he shows that a total Jew is a Jew that's plugged into these three avenues. A person has to be drawing from all three sources, and he stresses that sometimes you draw directly, and sometimes it's bihislapshus. But all times, if a person is attached to the Yiddishkeit of Jews, they're always drawing in these ways. Baruch Hashem.
In this final item about a person even drawing from a friend, if they're speaking even regular talk, is it in a case where only if it could be actually seen, let's say, where even in the Stam conversation, there is sort of muster that could be learned out, or even in any case of normal conversation, let's say kosher conversation, this is true,
yes.
Even if we can't see it?
It seems that it's both. As long as there's no diburim asurim involved or anything like that, then it's simply a matter of how much more obvious or less obvious it is, but it's definitely there. The fact that they are Jews, the fact that they have this neshama hakdosha, whenever there's conversation between them, and it's with an avo, naturally, not cursing each other out, yelling at each other. We're talking about this transmitting of this avo hakdosha, then this light is being shared back and forth, for sure. That's what he's stressing here. Now, on this chapter on Likutei Moran, this is one of the chapters that if a person thinks about it, just thinking on your own level, you could understand how yesoidistic this is, how basic this is in terms of Breslov Chassidus, in terms of Rabbeinu Zal laying down the rules of what a person needs to be a complete Breslov Chosid, and how depending on the degree that a person is sholem in these areas, including the Tikkun HaBris he spoke about here, the Bris Sholem especially, and including the connection to the Tzaddik, to Chaverim, and to yourself, being connected to yourself through your own Hesperidus and Diburim of Torah and Diburim of Tefillah, that's to the degree that a person achieves this, that's to the degree that a person is able to remove their Yetzer Hora. This Cherpa slave, this Orla slave that we spoke about is a nickname for the Yetzer Hora. And this is how one does battle with the Yetzer Hora and eliminates the Yetzer Hora and brings forth that beautiful light that's found in every single Jew. On this chapter on Likutei Moran, there's tons and tons of Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal has a tremendous amount to say, Lemaisa, showing how this is found throughout the whole Torah, in the Chumash, in the Navi, and showing how it applies to people in different ways, different times, and also the other Sforim, Zimra Soretz, Yikora de Shabbato, also, which speaks Zimra Soretz, where Rav Nachman Shigrin Zal shows how every chapter on Likutei Moran represents the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael contains in it all the good things that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a Jew supposed to have are all found in Eretz Yisrael. In Yikora de Shabbato, he shows how all the good things that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in each chapter in the Likutei Moran are found in the whole Kiddusha of Shabbos. Regarding the Eretz Yisrael, if we can just go through this a little bit, we find that the Torah in many places refers to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim as the heart. Dabru alev Yerushalayim. Nachamu nachamu ami, dabru alev Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is called the heart. Eretz Yisrael is called the heart of the world, the center of the world. The Beis Hamikdash, the Pasuk says, Vahoyu einai velibi shom. The lev that's found there. So that Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim represent the Vav, and Eretz Yisrael also represents the Yud. The Gemara speaks about the Eser Kiddushos of the world, which begin with Eretz Yisrael. Kiddusha number one is Eretz Yisrael, number two is Yerushalayim, number three is the Harabayis, and so on and so forth. That's this Malupum that's found specifically in Eretz Yisrael. Now we understand why the Gemara says that the best place for Tefillah, the center for Tefillah, is Eretz Yisrael. This whole concept of Harchev, Picho, Va'amalehu is found Bedafka in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is a Malupum. It is a Molepum, a Harchev Picho. And we said that this Malupum effect is what removes the Cherpa of the heart, the Cherpa Salev, Cherpa Shovro Libi. When there's Taivis Rois, Amidas Rois, Yetzahara, it's the Cherpa. The removal of that is this Malupum.
Where was the Vav again? You mentioned the
Vav is the Lev. Kosvam Aluach Libecha, the Lev for Rabbeinu Zal Shon this Torah, was represented by a Vav. That's why when the Torah speaks about the destruction of Eretz Yisrael, or the destruction of Yerushalayim, it uses this term Cherpa. Habito Ure'eis Cherposeinu, Nachloseinu Nebcho Lezorim. Eretz Yisrael was turned over into strange hands. That's called Cherposeinu. This Cherpa, Shoira on the Lev. And that's why the Gemara says that the Yidden weren't Zoich, that's why the Torah says the Yidden couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael until they had a Bris Milah. Yehoshua gave them all a Bris Milah second time before, and he said, Hayoim Galoisi Es Cherpa So'om. Because before a person could be Zoich to Eretz Yisrael, which represents this Malupum of Kiddusha, you have to remove the Orla Salev. and regarding the fact that we refer to this Nekuda HaKdosha as Ahava, Ahava Dekdusha, Chesed of Kedusha, that's why we find many psukim about Eretz Yisrael, about Yerushalayim, Oyhev Hashem Sha'arei Tzion. Hashem loves, in the Sha'arei Tzion is found the Oyhev, the Ahava of Hashem, this Ahava HaKdosha. And the pasuk says, "Umol Hashem alekecha es levavcha ve'eslav zarecha li'ahavo es Hashem alekecha." That the whole concept of removal of cherpa, umol es levavcha, the removal of the cherpa is li'ahavo, to bring forth that ahavo akdosha. The cherpa covers, the cherpa represents the ahavo isrois and taivo isrois that smother the ahavo akdosha. When you umol es levavcha, when you mala, you remove the orla salev, then you zarecha li'ahavo es Hashem alekecha, to the ahavo akdosha. That's why the pasuk also says that the concept of Bnei Yisrael being Zoychat Eretz Yisrael is V'ameich kulam tzadikim loylam yirshu eretz. When they're tzadikim, they have this malupum. They're Zoychat to this Eretz Yisrael, this malupum. And the pasuk says, Neitzer matoi ma seyodai lehispoer. Hisparus is synonymous with kovoid, which is the opposite of cherpa. Cherpa is shame, embarrassment. Masa yodai lehispoer. Lehispoer means to gloat about. In other words, to show off the great honor, the great kavod. Through the v'yameich kulam tzadikim. When there's tikkun abris, when this oyer hanekuda shines properly, that's when this happens. This is why when the Torah speaks about a person outside of Eretz Yisrael, drawing the benefit of Eretz Yisrael, it says, yechavein, a person should daven, yechavein es liboy keneged Eretz Yisrael. But after the lev, mechuvan Eretz Yisrael, because that's where this whole action has to take place. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal speaks here now about the three nekudos. That is, you have to be able to draw from the three places to make this tikkun alev. The first place being the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, the second being each Jew from each other, and the third from the person themselves. Rav Nachman Shigurin Zal shows unbelievable. The Gemara says in Shabbos a whole list of reasons why Yerushalayim was destroyed and what it took to destroy Yerushalayim. Number one, Leichorvo Yerushalayim ad shebizu talmidei chachomim. The city of Yerushalayim couldn't be destroyed until they showed disrespect to talmidei chachomim. They erased that first nekuda. They weren't connected to that first nekuda. Leichorvo Yerushalayim elo al sheloi hoichichu ze eze. This says, the Gemara says this, that the city of Yerushalayim wasn't destroyed until Jews weren't close enough to each other to reprimand each other. That's the second nekuda was erased. And then the Gemara says, Leichorvo Yerushalayim ad sheposko mimeno anshei amono. Emuna represents that nekuda which each Jew shines into himself. We're going to show soon in the Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zal shows, when a person says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, right after that, V'yohavto es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. That's this Ahavo Shebelev. That's why the Gemara says, Hashmea lo'oznecha, ma shata moitzi mipicha. V'oizen is synonymous with the lev. Lev Shomea. That when a person is saying Shema, they must make sure the ears hear, which means the heart hears. Lev Shomea, the Pasuk says. The ears are Bina, the Arizal says, and the heart is Bina. It's one Kesher. Which means that this concept of Anshi Amona, the Emuna, the declaration of Emuna, is one of the most outstanding examples of where a Jew is receiving from himself. This Nekuda that's Mineu Bei. So that's when these three nekudos were erased, that's when Yerushalayim fell. Yerushalayim is the lave. What causes, what supports the lave? These three nekudos. And that's why it says, regarding this emuna, umatzosa es levavoi ne'emon lefonecha. This emuna represents this nekuda hashoira b'lev. Regarding what Rabbeinu Zal said, that this malupum of the tzaddik, he draws based on his chochmah and bina. This memshala and malupum comes from the chokhmah and bina, and so too by all of Klal Yisrael. Rav Nachman Shigurin Zal points out, this is why you see the psukim in the Torah that talk about Bnei Yisrael inheriting Eretz Yisrael, it's connected to this chokhmah and bina. The pasuk says, Re'ei limadati eschem chukim emishpotim, laso iskein bekerev ha'oretz asher atem boim shomo l'rishto. You're going to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Ushmartem vasisem, Ki hi chochmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ho'amim. When are you going to be zeichet to this Eretz Yisrael, to this Kiyum HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael? When you're drawing, Eretz Yisrael represents this lev HaKdosha, when you're drawing from this chochma ubina. And that's why it says that kihi chokhmaschem abinaschem la'inei ha'amim v'amru, and the goyim will say rak am chochem v'novoin kozeh, that it's only a am chochem v'novoin kozeh that could be zoche teretz Yisrael. Ki mi goy godoil asher lo yelekim kroy v'meilov b'chol koreinu. That's talking about Shlemus HaTfila. Which Jew is Zecha that Hashem is right near them when they call out to him? That's talking about Shlemus HaTfila through this Chochom V'Novoim, through this Chochma and Bina, through this Eretz Yisrael, which is the center, this lave, this Malupum. Umi goy godoil asheloi chukim umishpotim tzadikim. Rav Nachman Shirinzal explains that in the Torah, there's chukim and mishpotim. Both represent the wisdom of Hashem. Choik is something that we know it, but we don't understand it. Mishpat represents something which we know and understand. That's this yud and the vav. A choik represents the yud. It's a chokhma, it's part of the chokhma satoira, but it's not the vav. I can't be mamshichet into the lave. The lave represents bina. The lave is bina. Halev mavin. So when a person understands something, that means the chokhma is not just in the head, but it's in the heart also. When a person doesn't understand, it's just in the brain. The what a Jew is required to have is chokhom v'novoin. He has to have the ability to be mekayim a mitzvah, those mitzvahs that are chukim, even though he doesn't understand it, that's the yud. And the mishpatim, those mitzvahs which we can understand, a Jew is obligated to make sure he understands it, to learn as much as he can to understand it. That's this yud and the vav. This is why we find the pasuk says, v'nosato la'avdecho lev shemeya la'asois mishpat. When it comes to mishpat, it connects it with lev shemeya, the understanding. Mishpatim are understandable. Logic makes sense to us on our level. The chukim represent the yud. This is just a dugma, an example of how a Reb Nachman Shigrinzal shows how each chapter of Likutei Moran is a pirush on the entire Torah. You want to understand the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, you want to understand what Eretz Yisrael is all about. This chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal built, he gave you a picture of Yiddishkeit. He summarized the whole Yiddishkeit for you. The concept of Rebbe, Talmud, Chaver, all the Nekudos. And Reb Nachman Shigrinzal shows how any mitzvah, we can take anything. We can take Eretz Yisrael, we can take Shabbos, we can take Rosh Hashanah, and show you how if this item is a super kedusha, naturally it contains in it all the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in each chapter in Likutei Moran. This is just an example of it. Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos also speaks about this in a few different places. He mentions the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that when it comes to Limud HaTorah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayev kolodom lilmoid Torah. Each and every Jew is obligated to learn, and he's obligated lelamed libnoi uleben benoi. He's obligated to teach Torah to his child and to his grandchild. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vohidatom levonecha ulebnei bonecha. Teach your child and grandchild. And that's where the Torah mentions those three. Yourself, your son, and your grandson. And the Shulchan Aruch says, not only to them, but you're required to teach Talmidim. Every Jew is supposed to have Talmidim, but they come first. Mitzvah lahakdim bnoi leben bnoi. Your son comes before your grandson, and your son and grandson come before others. Rav Nosson Zal explains in Likutei Halachos that these three represent, again, the three nekudos we spoke about. When a person's learning Torah by himself at first, that's this nekuda of mineu bei. When he teaches his son, There are two now, and they're considered chaverim. Rav Nosson Zal brings proof from a pasuk that it says by Yaakov Avinu when he was talking about his sons. It says Vayomer Yaakov leechov liktu avonim. Yaakov Avinu said to his brothers, "Gather stones." Upirish Rashi leechov lebonov shehoyu achim nigoshim elov. It's referring to his sons who were like brothers in a sense and closeness. So we see that this concept of a father and son learning represents this umekablin dein mendein effect, this two chaverim, this nekudas chover. Then, when the person goes and learns with his grandson, then the person becomes the tzaddik. He becomes the bechina of the rav. Since he was already the Mineu Bey, he first learned by himself, then he learned with his son, he had an Nekudas Chaver. Now when he goes down to the next level, it changes his own Nekuda, he becomes the Bechina of the Rav. That's how he draws upon himself this Nekuda of Tzadik, this Nekuda of Rav.
Where is it?
Hilchos Malamdim, where it teaches about the mitzvah of being Malamed Torah. Hilchos Malamdim, Halacha Dalit. And I'm just giving you tiny pieces. This halacha is, all of them are unbelievable. And Rav Nosson Zal goes on to show that this is the whole concept of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The whole Yesoid of Klal Yisrael is mentioned as a trio. Why a trio? Why did it have to be a trio? Avraham Avinu was the one whom it says, Va'ato Kohen Lioilam. He was the beginning of this Ahavu Akdosha. Then when Yitzchak came along, Ki beYitzchak Yikorei L'chozora, that was the second Nekuda, Mineu Bey. When Yaakov Avinu came along, it was the three levels. That's why Avram Avinu had a Yishmael, Yitzchak Avinu had an Esav, and Yaakov Avinu didn't have to have that junk anymore. Because once, if you only have one Nekuda, there's still Cherpa, there's still Orla Slave. If you have two Nekudais, there's still Cherpa, Orla Slave. Once you have all three Nekudais, no more Cherpa, no more Orla Slave. The Ra has been erased completely. Yaakov Avinu was able to have a Mito Shlema. And then Rav Nosson Zal goes on to show that this is the concept of the Kriyashma, which is the whole Yesoid Hatfila. That's this Ahavo, this Nekud of Avak Doisha. That's why we say, V'yohavtos Hashem Alekecha B'chol Levavcha, referring to this Ahavo Shebelev. And in the Kriyashma, we find all three Nekudos mentioned. B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshach, B'chol Meidecha, V'hoyu Hadvorim Ho'ele, Asher Anoichim Et Savcho Ayoim, Al Levavecha. That refers to the connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. Just as we said in this chapter in Likud Imran, Eile Hadvorim Asher Tedaber El Bnei Yisrael referred to the Kesher to Moshe Rabbeinu, so too in the Shema, when we say, V'hoyu Hadvorim Ho'eile Asher Onechim Et Savcho, that refers to receiving this Nekuda from the Tzadik. V'shinantam Levonecho represents the second Nekuda, the Nekudas Chover, the two together, the Chavrusa, the combination. Right, just a second. That's already the Nekuda of Mineu Bey, the person receiving from himself. And he goes on to show this much more elaborately. Then Rav Nosson Zal stresses, he goes into a whole explanation of this B'shivtecha beveisecha uvelechtecha vaderech uveshachbecha uvkumecha. That these two little words here in this chapter on the Likutei Moran, those two little words in the beginning represent the whole, if a person knows those two words, they can succeed in Yiddishkeit. And if they don't know those two words, no matter how good and powerful and learned, these two words are the whole key. What are the two words? Ayidei shemekasher esliboy lahanakuda shaykh leliboy bo'eis hazois. For a Jew to know that there's no such thing as one time. There's no such thing as all daylight, all night, all being in the house, all being in the street. There's no such thing. There's b'shivtecha beveisecha, there's belechtecha baderech, there's b'shachbecha ubkumecha. And each one is a different avoida. And if a Jew wants to be only one way, they want to be rigid. I can handle being in the Beis Medrash. I know how to handle a Beis Medrash life, but I wasn't trained as to what to do when belechtecha baderech. Then the second he goes out baderech, he's a dead man. The Satan is there, and he's got the pamphlet that describes how to deal with a Jew belechtecha baderech, and it's all over for him. If a Jew knows how to deal with business, but he doesn't know what to do when he comes inside a shul, a beis medrash, he doesn't know how to learn a sefer, then again, he won't know how to draw from what he's supposed to draw from when he's in a beis medrash. B'shachbecha, what to do when he's sleeping. B'kumecha, what to do when he's in a state of aliyah, when he's in a state of yerida. And Rav Nosson Zal, the wording that he uses here, Umi sheroitze leilech im dibur zeo lestakel al ze be'emes, hu yochoy lekarev esatzme l'ashem izborach, u lahachzik esatzme v'ashem izborach, tomid loylam voed, b'chol mokoim shehu, yiyech sheyeh. Because bevadai, b'chol eisu zmanu mokoim, there's always one of these nekudos available. The nekudas rebbe, the nekudas chover, the nekudas atzmai. No Jew will ever be able to say that I was in a place where I didn't have what I needed to hang on to connect to. There's always one of these three nekudas available. And if a person understands, if a person zoicha to be mekasha himself to the nekuda ashaicha be'es hazois, he's matzliach. And this is what he says is the whole secret to that famous pasuk that in Tehillim, which we say in Tikkun HaKloli, al zois yospalel kol chosed eilecho, le'es metzoi, rak l'sheitef mayim rabim eilav lo yagiyu. A chosid, a person who wants to be extra religious, whom the satan's going to deal with differently than he deals with the regular Jew. The satan makes a full-time occupation out of dealing with those who want to be chosid, want to be extra religious. And that chosid has to be mispalel, le'es mitzoy, to find what he needs for that ace. What's the connection now? In the morning, it's going to shul. In the morning, it's not minei ubei. You got to connect with another 10. Shachris min chamarav must connect with another 10 people. Must hear a kriya satoira. Shachris is over. Shul's everybody left the shul. Can't be connected to Hashem anymore? Baloney. There's another connection. There's minei ubei. There's a shir being given. There's a talmud chacham learning. The kesher is to him. Everybody leaves, he's in the shul alone, can't be connected to Hashem, baloney, there's the minei ubei, his own personal learning, his own personal tehillim, the belech t'chobaderech, the b'shop chuvamecho, there's always, in each ace, there's a way of connecting. During the weekdays, the kesher is tefillin. The whole kesher, what a person ties himself to Hashem with tefillin. So how in the world would Hashem make this such a ridiculous thing that one day a week there's no tefillin? How am I supposed to be, if tefillin are what strap me to Hashem, who wants to take off the seatbelt? The person's going to say, I'm going to use seatbelts 6 days a week, no seventh day. The answer is on Shabbos, it's a different seatbelt. On Shabbos, it's the kiddush of Shabbos itself, that's the seatbelt. You don't need the tefillin. And so on and so on. Tisha B'Av, it's fasting. On Yom Tov, it's eating meat and wine. Each day, there's the different connection. This le'es mitzoy, you have to know how to connect to the nekuda that's shayach bo'es hazois. And if a person has that flexibility, they understand how to mix and match and how to move and how to slide from first gear to second gear to third gear, always taking advantage of the nekuda that's available then, that person can never fall. And it brings many psukim in the Torah to show this. Dovr HaMelech says, Avorchas Hashem b'chol eis tomet hilose b'fi. What made Dovr HaMelech any better than other Jew? I daven too. How come he's Dovr HaMelech and I'm me? The answer is because his greatness was the b'chol eis tomet hilose b'fi. That he wasn't like most Jews who when things are rolling, when things are fun and fine, he can talk to Hashem. The minute Hashem tightens the screws, can't talk. Pressure, depression, no money, can't talk. That was Dovr HaMelech's greatness, the Bechol Ace. He knew that there's no such thing as an ace where there isn't a connection at that time through which to remain connected to Hashem. Then Rav Nosson Zal switches and discusses something that Rabbeinu Zal didn't seem to mention clearly in the Torah and Likud Imran, but he hinted to it. Rav Nosson Zal says you should know that the trick, what can a person do to ensure that the person is able to connect to what they need, Bechol Ace? That's the segula of the mitzvah of tzedakah. When a person gets tzedakah, tzedakah is what patches a person in to what they need, b'chol eis. He quotes, Rav Nosson Zal quotes a pasuk, Ashrei shomrei mishpat, oisei tzedakah, b'chol eis. Oisei tzedakah, b'chol eis. And he shows how this was Yosef HaTzadik's strength, what gave him the strength to be the tzadik, the malupum, his tzedakah, v'yechalkel Yosef es ovev esecho, the fact that he supported them. And the word tzadik itself, the pasuk says, tzadik choinein v'no, tzadik is miloshin tzedakah, that one who gives the segula of tzedakah, Rav Nosson Zal shows how tefillah is called tzedakah. We say in Rosh Hashanah, nidvois pi ritzeinu Hashem. Nidvois pi, nidavois. That, and beficha zu tzedakah, the Gemara says that the word beficha refers to tzedakah. That one of the most important things that helps a person connect to what they need, to the nekuda that they need to connect to b'chol eis, is the tzedakah. And that's why the prerequisite to tefillah, before a person davens, a person gives tzedakah, v'ani b'tzedek ech zeh ponecha, because the tzedakah is what shows the person how to rearrange themselves to suit the ace. How to rearrange the tefillah for the ace. Each day has a different tefillah. On Tisha B'Av we say kinnis. On Simchas Torah, we say something else. If a Jew says kinnis on Simchas Torah, he got a mitzvah, what's wrong? It's the same tefillah. It became non-Kodesh. The answer is it's a different ace. And each, there's an akudah hashayach leliboy, but in that ace. And he has to know how to connect to that. That's the whole trick. And he has to know that there's no such thing as not being able to connect. Bashem al dover, balikim al dover, bechinas chesed, bechinas din, you know, always being able to make that connection. This is just one, again, another tiny example. I'm just quoting you bits and pieces of this halacha. Rav Nosson Zal shows many, many proofs that if a person will want to look at this with an ein ho'emes, if a Jew will be honest, they'll see that Rabbeinu Zal really summarized the whole Yiddishkeit in this Torah Likut Imran. He gave it to you in Monarch Notes, in one page, that if a person will be zoicha to work on these three nekudos, the tzaddik and the chaverim and atzmoi, he'll be zoicha to real tikkun alev, and to be zoicha to see all the yeshuas that each and every one of us need on an individual level and the whole Klal Yisrael on a whole, especially the coming of Moshiach, the B'nai Mesvitash, Merav Yameinu, Amen.
Amen.